There are things in life that we are happy about or can satisfy our needs. Even things that are simple, small, and little in our own eyes. In our gospel for today, the goodness of God through Jesus Christ is manifested, felt, and personally experienced by those people who followed the Lord. They were happy and satisfied not only of the food they ate, but by the presence of Jesus in their lives. Today we hear that Jesus did the unthinkable. He took the little food they had, only 5 loaves and 2 fish, and giving thanks to his Father in heaven, he blessed and distributed this meager portion to the vast crowd. And to the amazement of all, there was more than enough food for everyone present. And they ate until they were satisfied of their hunger. So the 12 disciples took up what was left over. 12 baskets full of fish and loaves, so that nothing would be wasted. This season of Christmas, our gospel is reminding us of the generosity, concern, and love of God for us. The birth of Jesus brought us happiness and joy, hope and peace, the things we need in our lives. Christmas is nothing else but God is good all the time. Truly, only in God that we can be satisfied. The feeding of the 5,000 shows the remarkable generosity of God in his great kindness toward us. In the multiplication of the loaves and fishes, we see a sign and symbol of God always does. When God gives, he gives abundantly. He gives more than we need for ourselves, so that we may have something to share with others as well, especially those who lack what they need. God takes the little we have and multiplies it for the good of others. So, my dear brothers and sisters, do we trust God's provision for our lives? And do we freely share what we have with others, especially those who lack what they need? If God is good all the time, we must also be good to our brothers and sisters every day.